The story of how John F. Kennedy was killed still mixes in with the story of how I heard it. Half a sentence tugging at my greasy sleeve as I rush from the parts store in Moose Jaw. Picking up more on CBC radio in the pickup, heading west at 80 on Highway 1. The urgency of the world waiting for more news on his condition, not greater in a time of harvest, than my father's anxiety to get the damn thing fixed and the crop off before it rained. The moment in time when Kennedy succumbed to his head wounds in a Dallas hospital was lost in the sound of the combine.